Marlene Hutchinson, and welcome to Tips for Guitar Playing Success. As many of you know, I've been sharing my guitar playing tips every Thursday for more than 10 years. It's been my way to hopefully help you stay motivated, be inspired, and continue expanding your guitar playing journey. If you're interested in more learning resources, go to my website, marlenesmusic.com. And for anyone who's listening and feeling like you're missing out on all the guitar playing fun, you can easily get started with my super simple Learn to Play Guitar in a Day course. Now, on to today's tip. Hey, fellow guitarists. In addition to my weekly podcast episodes, I've also created a monthly newsletter. It's your backstage pass to what's coming up on the show, plus I'll include guitar news and inspiration. No fluff, just the good stuff, so subscribe now to stay in the loop. This podcast is brought to you in part by Gator Cases. For the guitars you love, guard 'em with Gator. Welcome to the April 2024 Tips for Guitar Playing Success podcast newsletter. April isn't just any month, it's International Guitar Month. To celebrate, we'll be diving into the world of acoustic guitars from the rich history to the modern day iteration of our instrument. In this month's four-episode slate, I'll begin with an episode called Historically Speaking. I'll talk about the history of acoustic guitars, and did you know they date back to 3500 BC? And as far as the other three episodes, there'll be one episode where I'll talk about the similarities and differences between acoustic guitars and electric guitars. Then there'll be a detailed episode about guitar strings, both nylon and steel strings. And to honor the trifecta of April celebrations, International Guitar Month, as well as Earth Day and Arbor Day, there will be an episode featuring the woods used in acoustic guitar construction. And in the news, if you're looking for an in-person guitar history experience, then you should stop by the Musical Instrument Museum in Scottsdale, Arizona. There are a multitude of guitars on display to help you immerse yourself in the forerunners of our contemporary models. Plus, there's a special limited-time exhibit, Acoustic America. I recently visited the museum, and I must say I could have spent days looking at and learning about these timeless treasures. It's a must-see for anyone who is passionate about acoustic guitars. The link for this museum is in the show notes. So I can't wait for you to hear April's International Guitar Month episodes that I prepared for you. So stay tuned, ha ha. To Tips for Guitar Playing Success, to listen to these four episodes and more. I hope this episode's tip has helped you to continue expanding your guitar playing skills and knowledge. If you'd like to learn more, please check out the many learning resources available at marlenesmusic.com. Thank you for joining today's podcast, and as I like to say, play on.